In one small neighborhood on Staten Island, the NYPD is investigating a string of at least 10 alleged hate crimes. They happened over the past 4 months. All were violent, all of them perpetrated against Mexicans. The neighborhood is called Port Richmond, and as NPR's Brian Reed reports, locals are trying to figure out just what's behind the crimes.
Police have been a 24-hour presence on Port Richmond's main drag lately. They've got a mobile command center, a watchtower, officers on horseback. And down the street from all that, there's a parking lot where day laborers like Ismael Fabian wait to get picked up for work. Fabian was born in Mexico, but he's been in Port Richmond for 8 years. These crimes are not new, he says. Only the police are. He says twice he's walked out of a store and people have jumped him from behind. One time they beat him unconscious.
So it's really common. It's common. It has been since you've been here 8 years ago.
Sí. Llegaste hace 8 años.
Sí.
Still, Fabian didn't call the police about either of those crimes.
We were getting a lot of complaints from the community. This happened to me. And every time we will ask someone, especially from the Latino communities, you know, if they had reported it, they will say no.
Gonzalo Mercado directs El Centro del Inmigrante, a resource center for immigrants and laborers in Port Richmond. Police officers in New York are not permitted to ask someone about their immigration status when they report an incident. But Mercado says lots of immigrants don't understand that. So over the past year, Mercado's organization has amped up its efforts to help people report crimes. And he says that's what's changed these last few months, and for the better. Not the number of crimes, necessarily, but the number of crimes being reported. According to the district attorney's office, of the 7 people arrested so far in this recent rash of incidents, 5 are black, 1 is Asian, and 1 is Dominican. None of them is over the age of 21. Community leaders like Reverend Terry Troya are trying to figure out why.
There definitely are issues of power and control and territory. And people are pitted against each other because there's simply not enough jobs to go around, not enough affordable housing to go around.
Troya runs Project Hospitality, a nonprofit in Port Richmond that works with the poor. She's been there more than 25 years, and she's watched the immigrant population balloon. According to the City University's Latino Data Project, in 2000 there were roughly 7,500 Mexicans on Staten Island. Over the course of the last decade, that number has almost doubled. And many area residents say that's caused some friction between Mexicans and other minorities. Still, Troya believes the problem is even deeper. It's what hate crime specialists call negative pulse, which also includes anti-immigrant language people hear on TV and in passing conversation.
I have kids that have come to us in our program and cried at sixth grade saying I was called a wetback in school. You know, someone hit me over the head with their school bag. That language goes on at the junior high level. You can imagine by the time you get to high school and beyond how you're saturated.
But Reverend Victor Brown, who lives in Port Richmond and pastors an African-American church nearby, thinks the recent crime spree is less about bias and more about people hurting for money.
I am not convinced that all of the incidences are hate crimes. A lot of the incidences are crimes of opportunity.
Brown says people are targeting Mexican immigrants because they're vulnerable. Not only are undocumented workers reluctant to call police, they're also likely to be carrying cash. And several grand juries have agreed with Brown. They've indicted 4 people in the Port Richmond cases, but only 1 on charges of a hate crime, despite the fact that one victim claims his attackers used anti-Mexican slurs. And still, there are the incidents that fly under the radar, the ones that laborers like Robinson Tache talk about as they wait for work in that parking lot. He says just the other day he was walking home from the gym.
And it was raining, and he was coming out, and one of the cars just moved to the side to hit a puddle to splash him.
After that, Tache says the driver stopped his car just to laugh at him. He says he has no idea why someone would do that, other than the fact that he's Mexican. Brian Reed, NPR News.
This is NPR.